Everyone has a copy of the minutes. Will you, can we entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Accept the minutes as published. Any questions, corrections, additions? If not, all in favor of approving the minutes, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes are approved.
I'll back down.
No public comments. Steve wants to make a comment.
No.
Okay, very good.
Not even writes, about that long?
He just writes down what we say. Okay, Steve, you're up.
Did you want to do the, I didn't know if, did you want to do those first, or would you want to do like the purchasing approvals? If anybody needs to get on, like for the department
you're right,
heads,
you're right.
If
yeah.
they needed
you're
to
right.
leave.
Okay. Yeah, they don't want to listen to Steve anyway. I'm sorry, Steve. I don't want to listen to you when I got to.
We just have the purchase, some purchasing approvals. The first three actually are facilities management ones, and I don't know, I guess we can just do them together. Kurt will be here. The first one's change order to the train contract for emergency repair to the admin chiller. And then we have two replacement automatic transfer switches at Wood River, and then the information technology server and the room assessment. So Kurt can kind of give the...
Yeah, on the purge, this is a part of the chiller. The new one actually communicates with the new control panel that was installed on the chiller with the rebuild. So everything's talking together and working together and rebuilt. The two replacement transfer switches, we just heard back from the insurance company, we're actually only going to pay $2,500 as the deductible for those. So that changes that a little bit.
Was that damaged with the storm? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
like very good.
And then the server room assessment. We really need to go through our server room, most of the equipment, mechanically anyway, it's 20 plus years old. Need to go through our electrical systems, make sure our backup generators and UPS systems are up to date. And actually, the server room is probably 5-6 times the size of this room, which currently all the server racks could probably fit in this room. So we need to adjust our space usage also. Super cooling that whole area also, so there'd be some energy savings.
Very good. Any questions, Kurt? Not moving on.
The next one for the health department, ASI, the value sheet healthcare ad, and Tony is here. She can kind of explain that.
Again, this is just one final purchase for advertising, promoting the Illinois Tobacco Quitline. These are the Advo, the in-home mailers. Molasses is the only company that does this. We separate out by zip code and target certain areas, and it's all paid for with the tobacco grant. It's pretty much straightforward. I can answer any questions if anybody has any.
Any questions of Tony?
The next two are information technology, and Timothy's here to explain that. Maintenance renewal, mobility XC premium maintenance for a year, and a redundant VO IP gateway unit.
Timothy, the maintenance is just yearly maintenance on one of the systems we have. The redundant VoIP gateway is for the new VoIP phone system. It was a planned purchase. As we started doing the migration and getting more VoIP phones in place, we planned in the future to put a redundant unit in and to help with load balancing and, of course, redundancy. And now that we've made a big push to get the migration going, it's time to make the purchase.
Any questions?
The next one is a consulting agreement, and this is an ADA with the Sitton Consulting Group, and it's a personnel, it's taken out of the personnel budget, but it's actually continuing on with the ADA that we've already been doing with the buildings, and this is more of the personnel issues that, and Kurt can kind of explain. He's
right. Throughout this whole thing, we're looking at buildings, everything to do with buildings, and then also the personnel. Ended up, they spent quite a bit of time on the personnel issues, so we're going to take that money back out of the personnel budget, and then I can continue on, because I'm kind of at a standstill on the contract with doing the actual building stuff. So tiny to keep moving forward.
They actually look at like our website and our employee education and things like that that deal with the actual personnel issues with ADA.
Do they also look and make sure we're in compliance of like the sidewalk out here and things of that nature?
That's part of the building issues that I need to keep going on. Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
The next one is planning and development, room rental and catering services for Earth Day. And I guess Leah, is that?
Yeah, this is actually, it went over at SIUE. It typically doesn't, but they charge more since the state obviously is not paying them, so they're going to have to make up their costs. So that's... it was just anticipated cost that Ann had that she didn't think she would have. So it went over $5,000. That's why it's on the purchase order. Rather than last year, it wasn't.
Any questions?
What was the main reason why it went over?
I think their costs have gone up since last year with them not being paid by the state. And
I believe it was room rental.
Room rental.
You contract for the food and... It's a huge event. There are over 400 people that attend this from all the schools in the county. And it's a wonderful event if you ever have an opportunity to attend. Very well done. But in the past, they've not charged a room rental fee. And this time, because, you know, they have to make a living too. They have to do that. So typically it's under $5,000, so we don't see it in this mm-hmm. committee.
Okay.
Time's over.
Next one is 147, this inverted bike racks. And this is kind of a combination. I'm not sure if Leah or Tony, whoever wants to. It's kind
you
of
can take it, and Tony can jump right in if there's any questions from the health department. The health department has subcontracted planning and development to do some bike racks for us. A federal grant that's trickled down through the state for We Choose Health to reduce obesity and pulmonary obesity levels. And so as part of this kickoff, they're doing this year a hard grant, what they call the hard grant, for bike installation racks at different sites within the county that the state has to approve. We started with the schools, obviously, in the parks off MCT trails. There are approximately around 29 sites. So 147 bike racks would be needed to put in those sites. It's 100% reimbursement. We spend the money through solid waste, and it's reimbursed to the rest of the state by mid-September. So it's actually costing the county no money for being reimbursed to the state. So, and that's what the bike racks are for, to get people out and moving for connectivity among populations in Madison County for obesity levels.
Any questions?
The next is 11... computers, basically, for the recorder's office. And Stephanie?
No, I'm the state's
attorney. Oh, state's attorney. Oh, wait. Oh, Amy's here. Oh, there's Amy over there. What am I doing?
Basically, what we've been told by IT is that some of our older computers are requiring a change-out because of software issues. So this is to replace those with basically the economy model that they were at. And then two computers are going to be upgraded that weren't previously upgraded.
So this is to replace the Windows XP?
Because
of change.
And next is...
We had a question, though. Do you know when the last time we upgraded computers in that department?
The computers were upgraded last year for the employees, for the clerks. However, we have computers in our vault that are public computers for people to come in and search, and those have not been upgraded, and those are the ones that were actually replaced.
Okay, that was the question we had, and I mean this morning... Yes. They thought that's what it was. Okay.
And then the next one is the state's attorney, and there's six document scanners. And Stephanie Smith can explain if...
Those are being paid for through the state of Illinois through our contract with the state for our child support division, so it's being reimbursed and approved for by the state.
Any questions?
Should be it.
We'll entertain a motion.
So move.
Second.
Motion to adopt. Second by Bill. No more questions? Kelly?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Larry?
Aye.
Angie?
That's
what you get for staying up late.
I told him we could have them. We made a deal. He gets the rest of the seconds.
Resolution? Hold on. No, I don't know if it's right here. I think it is all fine right here.
Well, there's two hostile, I don't know. There are and there aren't resolutions. Annette has a couple resolutions, and I don't know if we want to bring those in now. She, with the rest of her health, I guess we can do that and get that out of the way.
Okay. Get hers out of the way.
She's taking
You were provided, and I'm sorry, we didn't get our clothes on until like Monday afternoon, and I actually was on vacation when this was all happening, so the advances in technology are wonderful, so I can stay in touch from Canada, but anyways, we actually were provided, and I left with you a couple spreadsheets this morning that kind of overview what this is, because we were provided two resolutions probably in an email or the packets that were done on Monday. There's basically two options for our renewal, and this is for our excess liability coverage, which is the state to a potential driven out of fund, outlined on this spreadsheet with the yellow. The second column, it shows what our current coverages are. The third column is the first option. And nothing really changes with states other than the premium amount, which is basically the expected increase that we normally see from year to year with states. And that covers our, like I said, that covers our excess liability for anything above $1 million, because we have our self-insured retention is $1 million. And then we have additional coverage up to $10 million with states with retention group. It's a very broad-based coverage and covers a lot of the things that normally wouldn't be covered, where we'd have to go out and get a different policy, for example, nurses at that health department, things like that. So we've been with states for a number of years. We're very happy with the coverage that's available. And knock on wood, we have not had anything pierce that self-insured retention amount of $1 million. So we've been always well below that amount in terms of any claims. So that really, their premium is $255,752. Hartford actually is where the change comes in. They're offering us two options. One is in the second column. The next one is actually in the last column. It's basically an increase in deductibles is what the change is. It ends up being a difference of about $7,650. And to use an example here, we had just recently this lightning strike for the generators, and that deductible is only $2,500 right now. If we would go with the new policy coverage, it would be a $5,000 deductible. So we would be paying $5,000 now versus the $2,500, and they were covering the rest of it, which was about $11,000 total for the replacement of the switches, including labor. We also had another tower claim, one of the radio towers, in January this year that we submitted to Hartford. The deductible on that was only $1,000. If we went with the new coverage, it would be $5,000. Our recommendation is to stay with option number one. It keeps our costs a little bit lower from a deductible standpoint. We don't generally submit that many claims. We do have one other pending claim potentially at this point with the radios that had lightning strike over the Sheriff's Department. We're still waiting to get additional information. That potentially could be a cost of claim. That depends on what equipment was how much was damaged and what the cost is going to be to repair or replace all that. So we may have a third claim this year, which is very unusual for us to have that many claims in 1 year. But Mother Nature has been a little ornery here this particular year. So basically our recommendation is to stick with that. Also, Hartford is requiring us to also, they've added terrorism coverage to all of their policies now. So we don't, even if we opt out of it, we still have to pay them out, you know, so the premium. And the only other change, if you look at the other spreadsheet I provided, is on the excess earthquake coverage. We actually are losing $5 million in excess coverage from insurance. And so we have a $3,900 savings there as well. So
basically, we're recommending option number one, which would be total package of $458,751.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. You say we're losing this $5 million this year. Is that because they're not going to cover?
Yeah, they won't provide more than the $15 million. They were previously supplying us with a coverage of $20 million in the past, and they're just not writing that much. And we're seeing
so that dropped our premium $4,000.
About $4,000. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we're now down to having excess coverage of only $50 million versus $55 million. And if you look at the other spreadsheet, our actual values on the building.
Which I will talk to them.
our most values, the buildings alone are $137 million is the value of the buildings. We have some statement of value each year. And our grand total, when we add in all of our other equipment, whether it's scheduled equipment, computers, voting equipment, towers, and fine arts from the museum, other machinery and furnishings, we're at $178 million is where we are in the grand total. So.
Motion to approve.
So move. Go tell.
Any other questions?
If not, clarified it as recommended.
As recommended.
Sure.
Yeah.
No further discussion? Kelly?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Larry?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Do you want me to go ahead and do the other two?
Yes. That's fine.
Okay. And then we have two quarterly reports. One is our reported claims about $5,000. That shows what we paid out over the $5,000 amount under workers' compensation. The other one is the liability and property claims. Most of those are probably legal fees. And then the second report is our open liability claims report. We have 31 pending professional liability claims with one closed in the last quarter. I know there's a few more that are going to be closed here shortly because we have been waiting for final legal bills to be paid and close out the file. And on the general liability side, we have 15 pending for closed. That kind of increased from last time because we've had a number of sewer backup claims that were have occurred here in late April and also here just recently in late June. And we have 8 pending auto claims with 3 closed in the last quarter for that time frame. And then our total open reserves is $773,382.
You're happy with the ones that were closed, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Motion.
So moved.
You have a second?
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? If not, Kelly?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Larry? And Dean?
Yes.
Okay. Moving along. Do you have anything else, Barry?
No.
Okay. You're up for it.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we've got our second quarter budget variance report. It's about where it is every time. I don't think there's anything out of the ordinary there. Moving forward, if I may, on to the motel tax reconciliation report for March, April, May of 2013. Total amount collected was $1,308.19, 5% administrative fee withheld of $65.41. The total amount distributed between the two entities, the amount, the Greater Alton Twin Rivers Convention Bureau, Visitors Bureau and the Southwestern Illinois Tourism and Convention Bureau, was $1,242.78. Each entity got $621.39, and I move for your approval.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? Any discussion? Not Kelly?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Barry?
Aye.
Gene?
Yes.
Refunds?
Refunds. Moving forward, the first refund is out of the animal control account.
I signed them.
In the amount of $10. This is a repayment and a registration fee. The second one is for $350 from the Health Department Revenue Fund payable to a business This is a refund for a food permit not going to be issued. Third one is in the amount of $375 to a hospital. The refund is for a food permit that should have been prorated due to changing locations. I move for your approval on the refunds.
So moved.
Second.
Motion to second. Any questions or Rick on the refunds? Kelly?
Aye.
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Larry?
Yes.
And Gene?
I don't have any appropriation resolutions for this month, Mr. Chairman. We do have the claims and transfers report for June of 2013, and I move for your approval on the claims and transfers report.
So moved.
Get a second.
Second.
No questions? Kelly?
Aye.
Aye.
Bill? Larry?
Yes.
Aye.
And Gene? Okay. Is that all you have, Rick?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Steve, you're up.
Can I sneak in there?
Sure.
Why is there a mad exit?
Don't be offended, Steve. That's not as bad as there because
I told Jack earlier I was going to allow you time, Bill, to read that first.
They're both the same. Oh, they're both the same.
Hey, is this new stationer? Shuffle and Company? New colors?
They're both the same.
Yeah, they're different. Yeah, they're different. Within the last year.
Okay. I'll take those. Got one, Larry. Okay.
We need two,
huh?
I think everybody knows Steve.
Sheffield
Company.
Yeah, and I have Elizabeth here with me. Yeah, also, Elizabeth is, the manager on this job that kind of oversees the day-to-day. So, you want me to go ahead and start?
Yes, sir.
Please. Okay. So what I...
But we shouldn't give her a hard time, right? We should give you a hard time.
Well, if you have questions,
she's here. Absolutely right.
What I want to do is just kind of walk you through a couple of these documents. So I'll start off with your...
really, the whole thing.
Your annual financial report, all right? So if you flip in a couple pages to the page under Rick's letterhead there from the Madison County Auditor. That's just, it's about five pages, and it's a letter of transmittal from the auditor's office. And that discusses, the county's responsibility for these financial statements, and it also talks about the independent audit opinion from us on these financial statements. It gives information about the county and discusses different factors affecting the financial condition. So we won't read through that. But I will point out on the last page of that, under the awards section, this is our last year's financial statement was actually the 22nd consecutive year that you've received the GFOA award for excellence in financial reporting. And then this document is also being presented for that award also. So that's a kudos to your office there, Rick. Okay, so then if you flip a couple pages to our letterhead, that starts the financial section of this. And this is our independent auditor's report. And as in the past, it's an unqualified or clean opinion on these financial statements. So if you read through it, just like the first paragraph there, states that these financial statements are the county's responsibility. Our responsibility as your independent auditor is to give you an opinion on these financial statements. The second paragraph says we conducted our audit in accordance with standards generally accepted in the United States and in accordance with governmental auditing standards. And then the third paragraph is the actual opinion. And like I said before, it's an unqualified or clean opinion. So then if you flip two pages to page 3, management discussion and analysis, if you read there in the first sentence, you know, it's this section gives a narrative overview and analysis of the financial activities, and you can see, you know, list out some financial highlights, you know, during the year or whatever. So we won't go through all of that. But what I will start then is let's flip all the way to page 18. And this is what's called your government-wide financial statements, or I think I've said before, it's more in line with what you would see from a private company or whatever. It lists all of your infrastructure assets, lists your bond debt, you know, as liabilities. And so if you look at the third column there, that's the total for the primary government, which includes everything except for the flood district. The flood district is really a separate entity, and so it's shown here as a component unit to the county or whatever. But you can see current assets in that third column, $139 million, almost $140 million, basically cash and receivables. That's compared last year, that was $129 million. Okay, so we saw an increase of $10 million there. The non-current assets is some long-term receivables and then all of your capital assets. And that totals $130 million. And that's about what it was last year. On the liability side, total liabilities were approximately $20 million. And so when you look at assets minus liabilities, your net assets or equity type is about $250 million. And then you can see of that $250 million, $120 of it is, you know, related to your capital assets, net minus the debt that you have on that. And then all of the different restrictions, the different amounts that are restricted for different purposes, and you finally get down to the unrestricted of that $250 million, $34 million of it is unrestricted and available for general operations. If you flip to the next page then, the statement of activities, what we've got there is, it's a little backwards from what you would see in the private sector. It starts with the expenses in each of the different governmental activities, and if you look at the second to last column, that what that represents is the expenses of different activities minus all of the what's called program revenues, charges for services, any operating or capital grants that you have, and it leaves you normally a deficit number there of the different categories, and that deficit number then is what's funded by your what's called your general revenue, your taxes and your investment income. And so that's the amount of each of the different activities that's funded through general revenues. Okay, then if you flip to the next page, this starts the fund financial statements, and this is more on your budget basis. Okay, so in looking at that, the first column is your general fund, and this is a balance sheet, okay, of in your governmental funds. So the general fund, you can see, had total assets at the end of November, your fiscal year, of $27,588,000. And like the others, it's made up of your cash and accounts receivable. The general fund had liabilities of $2.3 million, and it had fund balance of $25.2 million. And that fund balance, I would tell you that the different categories of that, I think we went over last year, the non-spendable portion of that is kind of what you hold in inventory. We don't have that available to spend. Okay?
The 191.
191. And then you have restricted amounts. You know, those are restricted from externally, creditors or grants, that type of thing, an external source. And then you've also got some assigned amounts where you've internally assigned some of those fund balances to different projects. And you get down to then your unassigned balance, the $23,260,000. And that represents, that's where you kind of take a look at that as a percent of your operating expense. And I think under your policies and procedures, you know, you're required to have like 33% of your yearly operation held in fund balance. And this amount represents about 57%. So you are in compliance with your policy regarding that. And it's not an excessive amount, you know, over that. I think you're in good shape there. So that's kind of where the assets and liabilities of the general fund stand. And then when you look at the government as a whole, it includes all of your, you know, like your major funds, which is all of your transportation funds, and then all of your non-major special revenue funds. You can see over on the far right the total there, $128 million in assets, $6.7 million in liabilities, and a total fund balance of, you know, almost $125 million. Okay? Flip two more pages, then we get to the revenue and expenses. And again, I'll take a look at the general fund there. Your total revenues in the general fund in that fiscal year were $45.6 million, roughly. And that was about a little under a 3% increase over last year. Okay? I think you were actually budgeting about a 3% decrease, and we ended up with that, you know, just shy of a 3% increase. So good there. And then on the expense side, total expenditures were $41,278,000, and that's less than a 1% increase over last year. Now, that sometimes can fluctuate depending on your capital outlay, you know, but capital outlay was about the same as what it was last year. You know, operations, you know, the rest of the expenditures, you know, all the operating was still under 1% over, less than 1% over what was the previous year. And then after some transfers out, I think there was a large, you know, there was a $4 million transfer to the Capital Projects Fund during the year. And so when you look at revenues minus those expenditures minus that transfer out, there was actually an increase in the fund balance of the general fund of about $315,000 after everything shakes through. And when you look at the government as a whole, that last column, revenues minus expenditures, there was about a $10 million increase in fund balance. You know, so to the rest of those special revenue funds. And as a whole, you know, there, I think revenues, again, were about little over 1% over last year. Expenditures were actually down about 4% from last year.
Very good.
So, okay, then after that, there are some statements that show your budget to actual comparison for each of the major funds. I think that's the type of stuff you go over on a regular basis, so I won't go through all of those. That's kind of where things ended at the end of the year. But if you flip to page 31, that starts the statements for your proprietary funds, which is your enterprise fund and then your internal service funds. And I guess what I would point out there is really on page 32, which is the income statement for those funds. In the enterprise fund, there was actually, you show a loss from operations of about $130,000. And I know we've kind of gone through some rate increases in that fund. And basically, the loss there, there was a large expenditure About $315,000. That was for radio monitors. Does that sound right? It was radio monitors, is what I'm remembering.
It was that, and it was the energy efficiency upgrade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frequency.
And each of those, I mean, we bought several of those radio monitors, but they were all under the capitalization threshold or whatever, so they were expensed. So that was kind of an unusual expense that happened in the year. So I still think you're okay there on your, like the rates that you're, the rate increases that you're going through. So, so that was kind of unusual in that fund. And then the internal service funds showed a increase or income from operations of about $248,000. So we were okay there. After that, you get into, pages 35 through 65 are just what's called footnotes and required supplementary information. And that kind of gives you some detail on some of the numbers that are in these, in these financial statements. I won't go through all of that. And then when you get back to behind that, pages 66 through 131, is financial statements on all of your special revenue funds. If you wanted to see a specific fund, all of the non-major ones, that information is all there. And then the last page is 132 through 156, is some statistical information on the county and gives some 10-year, history on some of the different statistical information there. So that's how I wanted to kind of go over what was in here. If you have any questions, stop me along the way. Feel free to stop me. Also, and I don't know that we passed these out, but this is really the single audit that goes along with your audit of your financial statements. And the single audit is kind of the additional procedures that go on with your federal programs, okay, the federal money that you get and spend. And I would tell you there's what we look at is compliance and internal controls over those federal programs, and then the financial reporting of that. And there's two reports that we submit with this, and they're both clean opinions as they've been in the past, okay, stating there's no findings resulting, from our procedures. And then there's a schedule of the federal programs spent during the year, and that was about $16.6 million.
Since there was a change in elected officials there, that's completed if anyone. The CAFR is online.
Great.
And I can actually email you a PDF version of the federal audit too if you'd rather.
Yeah, I mean, maybe just send all that to the Finance Committee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you take a look at it and you've got questions on it, feel free to give me a call.
Okay.
Well, what was this book?
call him and he'll just go
okay. And then also what we handed out here is two different letters, and I would just say the first one, the one where it says to the Board of Trustees of Madison County or whatever, this is just some required communications that we're required to give to you. And if you read through that, again, just a couple of them, it talks about management's responsible for the selection of the appropriate accounting policies. There wasn't any new accounting policies adopted this year. We didn't encounter any difficulties, in performing the audit. None of the misstatements detected as a result of audit procedures and corrected by management were large material misstatements. There wasn't any disagreements with management, and there's several others there, but you can read through that. And then the second one is our management letter. And just two comments there. One is, again, the history of that vacation carryover policy and where you kind of have, seen progress in that. So I won't go through that. The second one is we did run into one of the things we noted this year was the documented policies and procedures for, it was actually the animal control department. They just weren't updated, okay, for the changes that were made during the year, okay? And then if you read through the comment, it does talk about the benefits of such documentation and it being actually what is going on. And then what we're actually, this suggestion we have is you consider possibly a rotational schedule be considered to review all those departments. And then it kind of gives examples of how in-depth that review could get, of those policies and procedures. So read through that, and if you've got some questions, obviously give me a call also on that.
Anybody got any questions of Steve?
What about the old question on the pensions of the unfunded?
That'll be coming up. That's actually 2 years away, I believe. Next year.
So have we improved there at all, or?
Well,
2 years election time again.
Yeah. What I meant with 2 years is where they'll start showing up on your financial statements, and I believe there was, well, when you get the information from IMRF, mm-hmm. for your pension, it's as of December. Instead of November, mm-hmm. and in December, this board I think made a decision to put in an extra payment for the ECHO plan. So yes, there's when you look at the unfunded balance from December of 12 versus December of 11, you did see some improvements because of that.
That's on page 65.
Yeah.
So they're not gonna...
If you look, is that where it's at, Jennifer? 65.
So they're not going to be able to. Pick that apart and say that we're
I guess that depends
like
on who you're
like
talking
we're doing
about.
With the state and
just take a look at 65 there.
Okay.
I think you'll see it. So if you look at 65, and it's really the middle column, your unfunded accrued liability,
mm-hmm.
three different for your general employees, SLEP and ECHO, you can see at 12/31/11, the unfunded liability for the general employees was 26.6. At 12/31/12, it was 24.7. So you did see some progress there. In the next category, it was $12 million, and it went down to $11.4 million.
Okay.
And then the ECHO is where I was talking about before. It was 6.6, and it's now 2.2.
Okay.
And that was because of that.
All right.
Transferred.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, each of the categories saw progress in that unfunded amount.
Okay.
Steve, as a general overview and a comment, in your professional opinion, is this county well managed?
I think I've said, before, we're actually hired to give you an opinion on your financial state. But in that process, things that we become aware of, it definitely appears that, this county is well managed fiscally. Yes, I would say.
Any other questions, Steve?
Very good.
Yeah. I guess,
Steve.
Once again, we'd like to thank Rick and Jennifer and their whole staff. Dana, she's not here, but they
don't leave anybody
in this
off.
Process. Pardon me?
Don't leave anybody off.
Shouldn't start naming names, I guess. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
We appreciate working with you.
Thank you
very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
Yep.
Elizabeth, thank you. Kind of like Jennifer and Rick.
See ya.
Okay, is there any other business we have to come before this committee?
No,
we don't.
Okay. Hearing none?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.